for a year. And when the big day is finally here, you take a jerk and work to turn them around. You show them their life and you hope for the switch. And when it goes off without a hitch, it's
Christmas. Aloha and hello there, Ohana. It is your boy, Marky Mark. We are back with our final Christmas-themed episode. And I am joined... I am joined by two of the most magical elves there ever has been. We are joined by the one and only... And...
Brooks.
Yeah, get a little closer. Tell who? We are joined by Kylo and Brooks. We are we're going to be doing our What Christmas Means to Me episode. And I did this last year as what does it mean, what it means to me as an adult. This year, we're going to do what it means to the child. We are doing what? We're going to do it. We are going to be going over a bunch of different things that make them excited for the Christmas season and Christmas Day itself. Christmas is in 3 days. Christmas Eve is in 2 days. So the hype is out of this world.
School thinks it's 2 more days until Christmas.
And his name is Cameron.
Nice.
So wait, look. Okay, yeah, I think let's make sure so you know that.
All right. So we're going to dive in and we're going to do our breathing and our think before.
There you go. Okay.
And let's get ready. Ready? Big deep breath. Big inhale. Big exhale. All right. Kyle, let's start with you. What do you think before?
I'm thankful for that it's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas time. Yes, Bubba?
That soon we're going to get our presents.
I'm thankful for seeing Christmas through their eyes because the excitement is here. They are just out of this world excited right now. Sorry, we had technical difficulties there. I'm going to hit the pause button and I hit the stop button. So here we go. We're back. Boys, Christmas time. We're going to talk all things Christmas. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So why don't you tell them kind of what happens? What happens at home when it's get close to Christmas time? What happens? What do we do? Who shows up?
Baby Yoda and Santa.
Well, Santa shows up. No, Grogu.
Yeah, Grogu.
And what does Grogu do?
He gave an elf, put a bug of elf for magic.
Yeah. And what else does he do?
He moves around.
Does he move in funny places?
Sometimes.
Now.
Remember he was holding your coffees?
I do. Now, tell them what Daddy caught the other day.
Oh, twice he caught our elf moving.
I caught Grogu moving twice on camera. Twice. Should I share it with him? Should I share it so they all can see?
Yeah.
Me catching Grogu twice. Tell them the first time how we caught him.
So the first time we caught him, he set it up for like 2 hours or three. And he was by the cookies. And when he moved, when he saw the cookie, his head would pop up. And there would be like a purple lightning strike. And it's like teleportation. And then he takes the cookie. And then when he comes back up, he realizes that the camera is watching him, so he freaks out.
It's a very, very funny video.
And then you tell him about the second one.
And then the second one, it was actually Kylo's idea. He wanted to set out a muffin to see if we could capture him by teasing him with food again. And Kylo was right. We got him. I got him on camera again when they were at school.
And then when he left, he like it's like someone threw him.
He was out. He wanted to be out.
The muffin paper, so he set the paper down on the table. We thought he threw it in the trash, but he put the computer over the wrapping
He was trying to hide the evidence. So it starts off with Grogu kind of wakes up and he starts doing his magic. He moves. What do we do? Do we go get, do we decorate the house?
No.
We don't decorate the house?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, who does all the decorating?
Us.
Yeah, we do, right? Who does outside?
Us.
Me. You. Now, who does the inside?
Us.
And?
Kayla.
It's true. So what is your, when you think of decorations on Christmas, what's your favorite type of decoration? Is it Christmas lights, Christmas tree?
Like white lights that they put around the house. No,
the what, like the Kevin McAllister house, Home Alone house, the white. Yeah. Okay.
Mine is the red and white.
I like the red, white, and green Christmas lights that go on the houses. And they're the big bulbs. They got to be the big bulbs. The boys and I have decided that when we do our night walks, when we see all the houses, the ones with the big bulbs are the best houses, right? You guys agree?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what about trees? Do we go? What kind of tree do we have? Do we have a real tree, fake tree? What do we do?
Real. Fake tree in the basement, but we have a real
tree
downstairs right now.
Yes, that's correct. We have two. We have two trees.
We're upstairs in Daddy's room. And I make crafts for ornaments for our tree.
Yep. He makes crafts for ornaments for the tree. Cool. Yes. Yes, he does. All right. So now let's get in to the big topics, boys. Are you ready? You ready to dive into this?
Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas tradition that we do? Tradition is like, what do we do? What's something that?
Cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we have a cookie day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and biggest on Christmas tree.
Oh, Kylo's like me. It's getting the Christmas tree. He agrees. I agree with that. Now, Bubba, who makes the best cookies? Daddy, right?
No.
Oh.
Kayla.
She does. She does make the best cookies.
It's an ornament. And then she made it into the Grinch. It was amazing.
She's literally so talented. She is so talented. But Kylo and I agree. Getting the tree is our favorite. Because what we do is we go get my parents' car because it's bigger.
Sometimes we get hot chocolate.
We always get hot chocolate. Sometimes. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah, we do it every time.
Yep. Yep. Now, what is something else that we do during Christmas time only that you guys enjoy? I have two things that I really love.
Spend time with family.
We do that year round, but I love that's something that you love about Christmas time. Bubba, what about you? No, that's true. That's a good one. It's a good one. Bubba?
You go.
Mine, I love driving around and looking at Christmas lights. I love that because we only do that at Christmas time. And watching all the Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. We take it into account to always watch.
Yeah, I do love Christmas movies, but I have a new favorite Christmas.
Well, we're gonna get into that. Wait. We'll get there.
I have a new.
We'll get there. All right. So, when it comes to Christmas movies, do you guys prefer Christmas movies that has Santa in it or no Santa?
Any.
You like any Christmas movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Except the Muppets. Annoying.
I like the Muppets either. I'm with you, Bo.
The Grinch, the real life Grinch is the best one.
See, that's what I was asking because Santa's not in that.
I also. True.
Well, he is for like a split second.
I also love Arthur's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. If you haven't watched it, watch it.
So that's what I was going to ask next, boys. What is your favorite? Give me your three favorite Christmas movies.
Favorite?
Hold on. Let's go youngest to oldest. Kylo, start.
Grinch, Arthur's Christmas.
One more.
And.
What's another one? It's tough.
I'll say Christmas Chronicles 2.
Whoa. Wow. Great list. I love it. All right, Brooks, what about you?
Okay, so. So this is like the ones that I love three.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Arthur's Christmas, Grinch, and. Arthur's Christmas, Grinch, and Christmas Chronicles 1.
Wow. All right. My turn. I am I got to go live action Grinch, of course. Right, boys?
Yeah.
Of course. Honestly, number two, I'm going Spirited. I just watch it again. Mm-hmm.
It's got to be my, like,
that's
my fourth one.
That's your fourth, both of you. And then I think I'm going to have to either go and it's tied. Either Santa Claus 1 and 2 or Elf.
And Sailor. And Kayla loves the Grinch.
He does.
So she might watch anyone.
Yeah. And by the way, Kyle's wearing a Grinch shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
It says Little Bro Grinch.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I love it. We all have matching shirts. It says Little Bro, Big Bro, Mama Grinch, and Daddy Grinch or Papa Grinch.
So have matching pajamas.
Yes, we do. Matching Christmas pajamas. All right, so now, boys, let's get into Christmas songs. What is one of your favorite Christmas? There's so many good ones. It doesn't have to be your number one. What do you love? Good. Okay, if it's your favorite, great. I can't choose my favorite.
Justin Bieber saying Christmas, you better watch out.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Did you all hear that? So Kyle Brooks is the same one. Yep. That's probably our favorite Christmas song. So what I've been doing is every day I pick them up from school, I roll down the windows and I blare Christmas music. And because today was the last day before Christmas break, because it's Christmas break, right, boys?
Yeah.
I was blaring Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Justin Bieber. So I just thought it was fitting because Santa Claus is coming to town, baby.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. So I would agree. I think that's one of my favorites. Yes, he is.
Santa Claus is coming to Maryland.
So, boys, now let's get into when it comes to Christmas morning. How does that make you feel? How does Christmas morning, that Christmas morning feeling?
Run downstairs and open my presents. Well, I'm so, so happy.
Are you excited? Are you happy? Are you pumped?
I feel like when it's going to be Christmas, in the morning when it's going to be Christmas, downstairs and get our presents.
Yeah.
My thing is, when I wake up and I see the presents underneath the tree.
How does that make you feel?
Happy.
Yeah?
And excited.
Is it a special Christmas morning feeling?
Yes.
Yeah. So that might be one of my favorite morning feelings.
Be bitch.
Brooks will be right back. I will say that these boys are not like the regular kids where they wake up and run downstairs straight thing like early in the morning. Like they're like, it's Christmas around like 7 o'clock. Like most kids are like, it's 5 a.m. They are so well behaved at Christmas morning time. It's really cool to see them open their stuff and get excited. You remember, hold on. You remember as a kid, right? When you did wake up, you went downstairs, you saw the pile of presents. It just brought this just sense of joy. And what's nice is now we as parents, we get to relive that joy through the children because we don't have those presents under the tree. And the present for us is seeing it through their little eyes and seeing the excitement that they have.
And I feel like more kids walk downstairs, and then when they see the presents, they're happy and excited. I feel like that's what happens, but we don't do that. We just run downstairs so happy. And my brother has to change sometimes, and I just run downstairs and open him without him.
We always wait. You're very respectful. Brooks, so hold on. Brooks is notoriously slow. He loves to do things slow. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You're like Kayla. You guys are very slow people. And there are times where Kylo and I are very impatient. And Kylo is a really great younger brother, and he'll patiently wait.
He ate so slow today.
He does eat slow. He does. Now, what does it feel like? Hold on. What does it feel like on Christmas Eve night? When you're in bed, you know Santa's coming in a couple hours. How does it make you feel?
I feel like...
Oh, let's have Bubba go. Bubba go this time. Bubba goes first.
I feel happy and excited, but I also feel like I'm going to hear something land on the roof. Yeah. And I'm going to wake up and... Huh? Yeah. Like, I'm going to see him. I feel like... And Santa Claus won... I feel like it's going to happen like that. There's a ladder. I think that's how he gets up the roof.
Charlie was right awake at the right time.
Yeah. So you feel like there's a ladder?
So I feel like there's a ladder and he gets up it. But
wait, you don't think he lands on the roof?
Yeah. Well, or I think he jumps off his sleigh. I think I know how he goes in the chimney out like so fast. I think when he goes in, he throws the presents near the Christmas tree and then we'll throw them in and out.
Yeah, that's not a bad way of thinking about it. Now, hold on. Brooks, come here. Come here. So do you feel nervous at all when you know?
Sure, Beanie was nervous. Really was.
You were nervous. You were.
Scared. He was going to come when we were awake.
He never does. That's the whole point. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
Here,
let me tell you something.
So, like, sleigh go down the road, didn't I?
Bubba swore he saw something last year.
Everyone knows.
Now, did you hear anything last year? Remember?
Oh,
we did. We heard Christmas Eve last year. Sweet. We heard the jingle bell. We heard jingle bells, his sleigh bells.
So that's to be it.
I would agree. It's got to be.
Was it flying? No, it was like, it was floating on the floor. Yeah.
That's got to be him. That had to be the reindeer going on the street to let you know that he's coming. Right? That was pretty cool. I remember your guys' faces. Kyla was like, oh my gosh, I have to go right to bed. He did get a little scared. Yes. But like, hey, guess what? He still came, right?
I was like, but now I'm like, okay, I'm not scared anymore.
No, that was cool. All right, so now let's talk about Santa for a second. Do you guys feel, how do you feel like he delivers the presents?
So,
Kyle, let's go, Bubba.
Chronicles.
Do you think Christmas Chronicles style?
Because the way he does, because I feel like he delivers them super quick. Because how would he do all the trials in the world that quick?
Yep.
So I think he goes like, the way Christmas Chronicles goes, he like goes in, out, in, out, in and out.
I agree. I don't disagree. Kyle, what about you?
I just said it, by the way. So he jumps in, throws the present. And I just said that.
You did just say it. I think he has found some sort. Good.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the Christmas. There's one present, or maybe there's invisible elves, and they go in.
I have two suspicions. Number one, the elves. I think he uses elves like in Arthur's Christmas or Christmas or Prep Landing. Something like that is how he uses. Because there's just, so that's one way. Now hold on. But that's not crazy. That's not a lot of magic. That's the use of the elves, right? That's manpower. I think magic wise, what he does is when he gets into a town, he has like a space time stopping magic power where he stops time. So even if he gets here, he stops time and he can still move around. That's what I think. And then when he gets back in his sleigh, time runs normal. But when he's delivering presents.
Wait. ASMR.
Yeah, don't do that. ASMR is not my thing.
I feel like they have cloak. Power that the elves, I think he goes in, watch the elves deliver the presents, and then they come out.
Okay.
And like elves, because in Arthur Christmas, the elves are so fast.
They are. They're like little military people.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think that there is obviously some sort of magic that we don't know. Now, what about the reindeer? Do you think...
Okay.
Hold on, we lost Bubba. Bubba!
Okay, I think I know how they fly.
Well, I'm not asking that. Well, go ahead. Tell us how you think they fly. But I wasn't asking that.
They're red vests.
They're red vests?
Yeah.
You think they're red vests are the reason that they fly?
Yeah.
So then, but what about, do you think Rudolph is real or do you think he's fake?
Well, I feel like he's real.
I feel like Rudolph is real.
I feel like he's the main one.
I think he's the main one.
That can chill a lot because he's the main one.
On TikTok?
So he doesn't have to run.
I saw this video.
How did you see it? Oh. All right. He said YouTube.
There is reindeers. One of them had a shining nose.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
I definitely think it's the eight, and then it's Rudolph the lead.
So I think.
Because I remember when I was younger, I swear, I saw. I was in.
I think it's Rudolph, Prancer, Dancer, Mystic Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Yeah, see one more. Whatever. I can never get all the names. We went through this. We struggle with it. All right, so boys, tell me. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap up this Christmas holiday. Let's wrap up the season. What did you guys ask Santa for?
Oh, we both did the same thing.
Yeah.
Like a working Spider-Man web shooter.
Yeah, actually shoots out webs.
Well, it's not really shooting out webs. It's like a string that has an
end.
You just shoot it. It's like it.
And
end, this elf said, I made one with Roach's name on it.
No, he said, I've made a lot of those Spider-Man webs, and they might have your name names on them.
See, this is my, this right now, starting today, the 22nd on is my favorite because the anticipation of Christmas.
She gave us a hint that because when he goes to the real world, he's tall. Mm-hmm. When he goes to the
He said he gets really tiny. I don't think they get that tiny.
Yeah.
I feel like we can step on Santos.
That's nuts.
And guess what?
I believe him.
You believe they get that small?
He doesn't.
Absolutely. That's a small elf.
And there's a reindeer.
There was a reindeer.
A horse reindeer.
Yeah.
And they painted their hooves like golden, like shine, sparkly red and green.
So it is crunch time for Santa. So let's finish this off. Let's talk. What do you think Santa's doing right now? It's the 22nd.
Guiding his sleigh.
Now, hold on. Do you think he just has a sleigh full of toys, or do you think he has like a magical portal that he can get to his toys?
Nice.
I feel like he has a magical portal but I feel like he can like snap and then he like teleports where he wants to go.
Wait, the toys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like he can grab toys and teleport back to the sleigh.
Oh, that's not bad.
I feel like when he wakes up, he just tells them, elves, do your work for the kids. So is about that is when you wake up, Santa's there. And then when they make them, it's no presents.
What? So,
like, there's no presents when they're still at the North Pole. And I thought that, sleigh, when you wake up, and they're still at the North Pole.
Who is?
Santa and there's elf. You don't get presents.
You wake up?
Yeah.
And you do?
And if you, and if they...
What cotton-heady mini-muggins told you that? No, I don't...
Cool.
Yeah, right now you're not getting presents because he hasn't done his job yet.
And still like this.
Mm.
Like they're working.
Oh, the elves are working?
Yeah.
Yeah, the elves are definitely working hard.
Just watching them.
No, I think Santa does a lot more than just deliver presents.
Talking. And then they wake up.
Yeah.
Daddy doesn't do.
So, I think, let's finish this up right now, at this very moment. Tyler went on a tangent there. What do you think Santa's doing at this very moment, right now?
He's getting toys in his sack.
Okay.
And, well, the elves probably do that. I think he's, like, getting the reindeer in the place.
Yeah.
I feel like the reindeer have a certain place to be.
I think he's going through his list.
I think he's going for the visit. I also think that the elves are feeding the reindeers before they fly.
Absolutely. They need the energy to fly. Absolutely.
No reindeer like tinsel.
They like tinsel?
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
It's like coffee.
It's like coffee to them. Well, that's it for us. Santa's coming. Boys, how we feeling?
And Kilo's downstairs.
May the Christmas be with you.
May the Christmas be with you. May the magic be with you.
No, yeah.
May the Christmas. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Merry Christmas to all of you.
A happy new year.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And may the brew
be
So it's that time of year where you let all your problems go. And you know, you just
shake it, baby. Shake it, baby.